You're listening to SBS News.
The United States government has announced it will pay over $2 billion to purchase 100 million doses of a potential coronavirus vaccine from US pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. US President Donald Trump says it is another crucial step in the effort to develop a COVID-19 vaccine.
Hopefully the approval process will go very quickly, and we think we have a winner there. We also think we have other companies right behind that are doing very well in the vaccines, long ahead of schedule. As part of Operation Warp Speed, this agreement will also ensure that we receive an additional 500 million doses shortly thereafter.
It is the largest amount of money the U.S. has agreed to spend on a potential vaccine so far. The company will not receive any money unless their vaccine is deemed to be safe, effective, and successfully manufactured. But some campaigners are warning moves such as this may intensify an international race by rich countries to hoard the supply of potential vaccines. The COVID-19 Vaccine Global Access Facility, co-led by the WHO, the Vaccine Alliance, and Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, aims to deliver 2 billion doses of an approved and effective vaccine worldwide. The World Economic Forum says COVAX enables governments to ensure everyone has equal access to a potential vaccine and is the only way to stop more vulnerable countries missing out. Although Executive Director of the WHO Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Michael Ryan, says there will be some hurdles to overcome before a vaccine is even administered.
Realistically, it's going to be the first part of next year before we start seeing people getting vaccinated. That's the first sort of issue. Second issue is vaccines are never 100% effective.
Mr. Trump is also urging young people to avoid packed bars and take precautions to limit the spread of the virus.
Increased gathering on holidays such as Memorial Day, as well as young people closely congregating at bars and probably other places, maybe beaches, 4 or 5 different listed places. We have 12 that are listed on the guide, likely also contributed.
The president's comments come after a warning from the World Health Organization that even younger people can develop long-term problems from the coronavirus. Issues include lower exercise tolerance, diminished lung function, and fatigue. Dr. Ryan said the virus can lead to an inflammatory process in air sacs and small blood vessels. He says it means it can take a long time before lung and heart functions return to normal.
It takes a long time for your lungs to regain their normal function, and sometimes for your cardiovascular system. And that's why a lot of people are suffering long-term fatigue. They're finding it really hard to go back to the gym. They're exhausted if they're going up and down the stairs. And these are young people.
Yeah.
Now, we hope, and many of them are making slow recoveries.
Meanwhile, in South America, Bolivia is experiencing a backlog of burials as a result of a surge of coronavirus cases. A special police unit collected at least 420 bodies over 5 days, with up to 90% believed to have died from COVID-19. Since restrictions were lifted on June 1st, the virus has increased sixfold in the country, leaving medical providers and funeral parlors operating at breaking point. Freshly filled crypts are closed with cement and the names of the deceased scrawled on them until a proper plaque can be made. Funeral parlors are unable to handle the bodies because of strict virus procedures that must be followed. One local says it is a devastating situation.
Two of my relatives have died. We went to the hospital and they didn't take care of them. They told us the hospitals were overcrowded. We went to several hospitals and now my two closest relatives have died from medical negligence. The government does nothing.
And Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro has again tested positive for the coronavirus. Mr. Bolsonaro will extend his 2-week quarantine and suspend his upcoming travel plans. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.